6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Wednesday, the 5th of January, 2022. Are you still writing 21 on your checks? Let's hope not. That's one of your New Year's resolutions. You know, it's amazing the quality of the calls that we get. We have some very informed listeners. Chad is still holding in North Carolina. Welcome back to the show, sir. I know you're kind of pressed for time, and I wanted to address a couple of things. Informed consent, it seemed like this is a big thing, and if HR is going to brush you off every time that you come in there with a question and nobody ever answers anything, I think there's something underlying that they don't understand or don't want to understand, and that would be if you jab everyone here and half the people die, is your plant going to shut down? That would be the kind of question I'd be asking. What do you think?
Well, like I said, they haven't mandated it yet, but our governor, you know, when Biden said, yes, you know, they've been playing on Hannity clips of Biden saying, well, there is no federal solution. Well, we already know that if you understand the Constitution, there never was a federal solution. Not in this case, but so what do we have? We've got a lot of blue state governors that you know, they want to have things their own way, and we got a unique situation here because we have a blue governor and a red lieutenant governor who's come under heavy attack, or you don't hear anything about him. So he came out yesterday. I didn't catch all the full details. I have to go and listen to what he was proposing. But I had somebody tell me that he was trying to initiate, you know, the vaccines and testing for companies over 100 employees. They didn't brush me off in the human resources. I never got any kind of response back from the legal counsel. And so they refer you to human resources, and they want you to get a doctor waiver to, you know, if you have some medical issue, to wear a mask. Well, you know, John Singleton had said before, a doctor has to initiate a court order that you as an individual either have or suspected of having an infectious disease, and that you can be on quarantine or what have you. But what they're doing is just making everybody declared infected and compelling people to put on what is a medical device, something that most companies have no business doing, because there's no doctor on the premises. There's no real legal authority for them to do that. So it's a house of cards, really, if people just took a good look at it. You know, these people have their positions. They don't know that's what the law really is. They just go along with it because, you know, the executives, you know, put this policy in place. So, and I'm having technical issues, so it's caused me a lot of difficulty in trying to get anything done. Okay. StandUpMichigan.com also had a great letter you can download for as little as a dollar donation about why they can't impose these kinds of medical practices on employees and so forth. Wanted to investigate that more. It's if they'll listen, basically, Dave. You know, it's comes down to that.
Well, it does. And the thing is that, you know, the Epoch Times has reported this morning that the creator of one of the most used COVID-19 vaccines in the world acknowledged it's not sustainable to continuously provide booster doses to people twice a year. Yet this is what they're doing. And unfortunately, and this is the Oxford AstraZeneca shot, and, you know, it's one of these things where Andrew Pollard is saying we can't vaccinate the planet every 6 months. And so, you know, instead calling for policymakers to target the vulnerable moving forward rather than providing doses to anybody 12 and older. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, I've been pretty facetious about this from the start, and I've always called the jab the Nazi shot because it's
that's
the same
a good one.
kind of it's a strategy. You know, you got all these great organizations fighting back and, you know, trying to fire for effect, so to speak. But the politicians and the people in the positions, you know, they're trying to intimidate as always. And the thing that bothers me, because I understand how everything is run electronically these days, what happens when you've got our country that's been such an influence over the whole world? It's been basically taken over by Big Pharma, WHO, CDC. What happens when everybody realizes, you know, I think most people have, if they think about it, that the emperor has no clothes, and you just can't run a sane civilization like that. I mean, who's going to go along with that?
What you're going to see is in November of this year, you are going to see a groundswell of the unvaccinated, as well as those who have been affected by vaccine injury, going to the polls, and you're going to see a big shift in political power, all because this narrative did not work. Nothing that this administration has done has worked, including putting out mandates. Now, the one saving grace, Chad, that I know is that the Supreme Court this week is going to take up that issue as to whether or not Biden's mandate is constitutional, and there is a very good chance, and I'm saying highly likely, that it isn't constitutional, and that you can't just declare a state of emergency without scientific data. And I think it's going to come down to that. And when you have that many people and attorneys in this case testifying or commenting before the nation's highest court, these judges are going to take this into consideration, whatever their political beliefs are or not. If it's going to affect the human condition and it's going to deny them a right, or it's going to create a second class of citizen because they want to declare war on the unvaccinated because they don't want to go along with it, then I think the court will strike it down and tell Biden, you know, go back and sit in the West Wing and behave yourself. I just don't see him approving it.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I already know the answer to it. It's just a matter of whether the Supreme Court agrees with me.
Yeah. So. Well, maybe you should go testify.
That would be good. I hope they'll agree with me.
Yeah, I hope they will too. Well, I appreciate your call, and just keep saying no. That's all you can do up to this point. And, you know, that's a good advice about the Michigan download. There are forms, medical exemptions. Talk to your doctors. Folks, you can do that. That'll help. Anytime that you can generate some sort of exemption letter from the doctor saying that you can't take the stuff that's in this. And the thing is, if this is all about informed consent, then they have to satisfy informed consent. And if it's not, if you're not getting all the details, or they're lying to you, and they're sitting there simply saying it's safe and effective, well, what proof do you have that it's safe and effective? Well, because the government said so. Well, excuse me, that's not good enough. I need to see the data. And so I think, you know, they're going to be in a quandary down the road. These woke corporations, or anybody that's trying to enforce this mandate, having 100 employees or more, is going to find themselves in a real serious world of hurt if they move forward with this thing. It's going to literally cripple industry in America. So I appreciate your time and your effort and your phone call and hanging on for the break. And
thank you so much. Thanks
you
for having me.
And have a happy new year to you. All right. There we go. Thank you, Chad. Anybody else want to chime in? 844-769-2944. Tell us what's going on in your neck of the world, or the woods, or wherever you happen to be. The German health minister, Karl Lauterbach, told public broadcaster ZDF that the Germans will need a forced vaccination in the coming months. Yeah, you gotta love that. They are your papers. Gotta love that too. Yeah, you gotta love all this stuff, because they really want to impose these passes. And now we have word from Newsmax that Pfizer and BioNTech SE, that's the German company that made Comirnaty, going to develop an mRNA-based vaccine for the prevention of viral infection shingles, collaborating for the third time after the, quote, success of their COVID-19 based on the same technology. Ooh. Yeah, follow the money, folks. What's this all about? Where there's a buck to be made, they'll be making it. Monsanto, by the way, I'd like to see them get whacked real good. We haven't gotten the full gist of this yet. Sustainable Pulse is reporting in court documents in Hawaii, Monsanto Company agreed to plead guilty to 30 environmental crimes relating to the use of a pesticide on cornfields in that state, and the company further agreed to plead guilty to two other charges related to the storage of banned pesticide that was the subject of a 2019 deferred prosecution agreement. Thought we'd let you know that. For those of you living in the islands, listening to the show, the number 844-769-2944. Lines are open. What's stopping you from calling in? Don't worry about it. You're just talking to me. Just because the audience can hear what you're saying doesn't mean anything. So don't freak out. The CDC, if you believe half of what you hear out of these people, they're saying the COVID-19 Omicron variant accounted for approximately 95.4% of U.S. COVID-19 cases diagnosed in the week ending January 1. This recent update. And they suggest the Omicron virus is highly contagious, the moronic virus. It was able to displace the previously dominant Delta strain in only a few weeks. Wow, isn't that wonderful? The Delta variant only now accounts for 4.6% of all the cases. Isn't that funny how the math adds up? Gotta love it when they do their math right. Yeah, I know you're rolling that 95.4 plus 4.6 equals 100. 2 weeks ago, the CDC reported Omicron only accounted for 38%. So you see, here's the thing. These variants, as we talked about earlier, a lot of doctors don't want to talk about the variants. I know Dr. Robert Strecker, that's S-T-R-E-C-K-E-R, for those of you who want to go look him up. His brother Ted allegedly committed suicide. He was an attorney in Springfield, Missouri. They were going to go public with this issue with AIDS and where it was created and the fact it was funded by a $10 million DOD grant. That's Department of Defense, folks, for those of you. Anything that comes out of Fort Detrick is military grade. Anthrax, AIDS, whatever. Jean-Luc Montagnier, Nobel laureate, identified 4% of the jab you're getting as AIDS. When you have a scenario like that, and Dr. Robert Strecker from way back when said that HIV is capable of spinning off 655 trillion strains, you know that this is going to be around for a while. But here's the thing. The good news is I believe it's going to keep weakening and weakening and weakening to where it's really not going to make a difference at all. It's not going to affect anybody. What is going to happen, though, is those who got the jab, now you're going to start seeing some real issues. The ones who got the jab are the ones that are most vulnerable at this point. And a majority, according to a study in Denmark, believe it or not, nearly 12,000 households has discovered that Omicron spreads faster than Delta among those who are fully vaccinated and even higher between those who have received boosters. This demonstrates strong evidence of the variant's immune evasiveness, according to the article. Here's the thing. If getting vaccinated means you're going to get some of the COVID, why would you go get vaccinated? That's like, here, I want to die. Come on, inject me with some arsenic. Oh, that didn't work. Well, let's try strychnine. Oh, well, give me a bigger dose. But this, you see the stupidity of this? This is a real problem, folks. People always are turning to the government to give them a solution The government is not designed to do that. The government is designed to protect and provide for the general welfare, not mandate vaccines. Tom in Michigan, welcome to the show.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Hey, something that I don't hear anybody talking about that I think is one of the main points of the problem we're facing now constitutionally is, about these corporate mandates. I guess you can make some kind of an implied contract, Ninth Amendment argument. You know, it'd be kind of complicated. But, you know, the way I'm seeing it is, this income tax that's on the back of the producers in this country is an unapportioned direct tax. Apparently, the government thinks that there's been a tax created by the 16th Amendment that doesn't have to be apportioned or uniform. They think it's a whole new class of taxation. When the Supreme Court, the first time they heard it in 1916, and Brushhaber versus Union Pack Railroad, 240 U.S. 1, said that, no, that's exactly what they did not do. It's a very hard case to understand. I can tell you why, but first, see, they said it's a tax on a source of income. And if you read the text of the amendment, it says, you know, income from whatever source, you know, and so people go, oh, so I'm the source of the income, so that means that, you know, it's okay. No, if you're the source, that means it's a direct tax. And that's where the government seems to believe they have this right to have a tax that doesn't have to be apportioned or uniform. All excises or indirect taxes have to be uniform, and all direct taxes have to be apportioned by the Constitution. What happened was in 1895 in the Pollock versus Farmers Loan and Trust, Mr. Pollock went in and said, hey, I own shares in this corporation. It's my property, and they paid the corporate income tax before they paid my dividend, and that's my property. And the Supreme Court agreed with them that, yes, that stock, that was his property, and that was an unapportioned direct tax, and overturned it. So then the government, you know, being not stupid, they, by 1909, they wrote a corporate income tax that was a tax on corporate activity. In other words, the privilege of being a corporation. That was the source, okay, that corporate activity. And Clara Flint in Flint versus Stone Tracy in 1911, the Supreme Court said, oh, that's perfectly fine. It's an excise tax. So all I'm saying is, now we see these corporations taking over everything because the IRS and this unconstitutional income tax has knocked out the competition. And that's all I'm trying to say is, people, with this, you know, the real producers are going to be kept down by this income tax, the bookkeeping. I mean, Einstein, a genius, but he couldn't manage to balance his checkbook. They'd find his paycheck sticking in a bookmark someplace. If it wasn't for his wife, he would have went bankrupt. And, you know, there's people like that walking around that I'm sure could start a big competition against these monopolies if they didn't have the IRS on their back in the income tax. You know, there's benefits. That being a corporation is an artificial benefit given to you by the government. You
see, that's right.
Corporations, yeah. And I guess I've said all I can really say without getting into minutia.
But, yeah, I get that, Tom. I mean, you sound like several people I know, some of whom went to prison for saying the same thing. And, of course, this is one of the reasons. Yeah.
He died in federal prison. He was my mentor, actually.
Who was?
Yeah, Irwin Schiff. I've got his book, The Great Income Tax Hoax, and it's something else. And he's absolutely correct. And I don't know any way to fight him using the code because they keep changing the code and the regulations. But the simple fact, You know, and I don't know any way to keep them. I've had to outlive them. I just recently, my last notice of a lien expired from the 10-year limitation on collection.
That's always a good thing. Yeah, you know that there is a 10-year. For those of you who don't know that, Tom just brought up a very good point, folks. There is a 10-year cap. Once they file a notice of lien, it can only stay on the books for 10 years. And the reason is I had an accountant who used to be an IRS collections revenue officer tell me, he said, you know, the reason that 10-year thing is there and how they can't apply it afterwards is because there's no code in the book to apply it to. Tom, thanks so much for the input. We appreciate that, and thanks for your call. We got other callers on the line. Bob in Missouri, what say you?
Yeah, my mind was piqued by talking about Monsanto. I used to live right next to Monsanto, the world headquarters in St. Louis.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and they always had a little, flower representative, what they are. But the thing is, they had greenhouses and stuff where they were producing, like, GMO products and stuff, and a lot of their employees were Indian. These big corporations will take people from other countries, but they don't care about you because they don't care about your country, and they'll do anything they want them to do, you know, especially in terms of research. That's Monsanto.
No doubt.
GMO, you know, how has that screwed up our country, you know?
I've got a story here on one of it. Yeah, the Korean publication shows the uncontrolled spread of genetically engineered canola, oilseed rape, is already happening in 14 countries on 5 continents. And this is, there are countries which either allow the cultivation of GMO canola, such as USA and Canada, or they've tested it in experimental releases, such as Germany, or allow the import of kernels, such as Japan. You know, once this stuff gets in there, and then you've got glyphosate. I mean, you've got all the stuff. Yeah, it does. And then they take over your farm. Yeah, pretty much.
You know what they do? They'd put a crop in, and then they would sue. They'd find their GMO in someone else's land, and they'll say, oh, well, that's you're infringing on our property.
Yeah.
That's our GMO. And put them out of business for them taking over their property, you know? What a deal.
I know it. We're coming up the break, Bob. I appreciate your call. Thanks so much. My goodness, it's amazing. I love it when the callers bring their own material. 844-769-2944. Come on, let's load up those phone lines for this last half hour. The lines are open. In addition to the news, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinuoraga, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
This craft that the Strauss family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would, the Strauss Heart Drops, the world-famous Strauss Heart Drops that saved my life, Jim Strauss's and many others, my dad, my list goes on and on. But those Heart Drops, they were developed, created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack. Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago, and I have had great blood pressure since.
Call Jay at 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, January 5th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. You can chime in every so often. You know, we have a little break from the guests. We want to make you our guest. And all you got to do is just pick up the phone, call that toll-free number, chime in, let me know what you're thinking. If you don't, I don't know what you're thinking. Right? Makes sense? You got to take notice of the fact that Chucky, that's what I call Schumer. I mean, this guy, you would think that he would understand the real meaning of the Constitution. But as time has passed, this guy has gotten so far out there. And now he is part of this Fix Our Senate obscure outfit, leading a coalition of 70 liberal advocacy groups backing Chucky. You know, Chucky, the one that, you know, they made the horror movie from, you know, that stabs people with a knife. Yeah, Chucky's trying to kill the filibuster. So this is basically what they term a left-wing dark money pop-up, according to a political nonprofit finance expert. Fix Our Senate may present itself as a standalone grassroots activist group, but it's actually a front for the 1630 Fund. That is part of a $1.7 billion left-wing dark money pop-up empire running by the shadowy consulting firm Arabella Advisors. This, according to Capital Research Center. They are called pop-ups because their websites, which pop up into existence, run attack ads and campaigns, and then disappear in an instant and almost never reveal their connection to Arabella or its nonprofits. The CRC is a conservative nonpartisan foundation specializing in tracking these trends among the most influential charities. And, of course, that includes nonprofits, special interest groups, all that good stuff. Anybody involved in public policy in the nation's capital. And, of course, all this is tied in with everything having to do with what happened a year ago tomorrow. It's tied in with the Freedom to Vote Act. They really want to take control, and this is their last-ditch effort. And you should be calling your senator now and telling them, please, do not let these bills pass. Do not let them kill the filibuster. This is one way to stop bad legislation from happening. So the more phone calls that you can make to your senators today, that is an action call now. You have to understand that this Fix Our Senate is not going to stop until they kill the power of the filibuster, which is basically used to get rid of bad law or bad actions and bad rules. So this is why we have the filibuster. And Chucky supported that a long time ago, but when it doesn't work in his advantage, he opposes it. And now apparently, because he's kowtowing to the left, I don't know what kind of thing he and AOC have going. They must have something going on. They're both from New York. They're both Democrats. They're both living in a dream world. They both think that America's just going to lie down and take this. I don't think so. That's why the commandment today is, thou shalt get on the phone and call thy senator and implore the senator, Democrat or Republican, not to go along with this nonsense, to keep the filibuster right where it is. So far, Manchin and Sinema, they have my respect because they're holding the line on this. They see the bigger picture. They see what kind of a shambles this country would be in if we killed this rule, the filibuster. We killed that, and the Senate had no power to stop these power mongers from taking over. These people, these senators, have to go back to their own political districts, their own subdivisions, and they have to deal with their constituents. Now, you wonder why there are 28 members in the House dropping out. You got to wonder whether or not they're getting some blowback, negative, in their districts. And people are not liking what they're seeing. And when they're coming back and they're holding their little town hall meetings trying to stir up the hornet's nest, the hornets are stinging back. They don't like what they're seeing, and they're making their voices known. And people are going, you know what? I didn't sign up for this. I've been in Congress long enough. I got my pension. I got my health benefits. I got my honoraria. You see, this is what happens when they get to D.C. We had Mary Todd on yesterday, who's running for Congress in Montana. She even pointed that out. You have all these people, and they go there with good intentions. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. And they all of a sudden they get corrupted. They fall in line with the rank and file. They find out how much benefit there is personally for them. They forget about their constituents, and they vote the way they want. They vote the way they're told. Because if you vote how you're told, then there will be a perk. We'll contribute to your foundation. You ever seen the movie The Distinguished Gentleman with Eddie Murphy? If you haven't seen that, or you have from a long time ago, and you want some entertainment, some funny stuff, pull that out and pop it in the VCR if you don't have it in DVD and watch it. You can probably get it on Netflix. It's called The Distinguished Gentleman. That's a kind of funny. Robin Williams, when he was still alive, he also came out with a movie called Man of the Year. And one of the things that was pointed out of significance in this movie is that if you take $200 million from various organizations who are buying favor with you, you owe someone. And during a debate, Robin Williams, posing as this candidate, says, you know what? We all ought to just wear, like in NASCAR, these NASCAR jackets that have all these emblems sewed to them. So when people look at us, they know who we owe. Amazing how that works, isn't it? You should actually, if you want some humor in your life, go watch these two. They're interesting fodder for this political election year. I have this distinct feeling that things are going to be very interesting in November. Now, back to this jab. I know it's got a lot of you on edge, especially if you've taken it and you're regretting it. There are alternative therapies out there, like N-acetylcysteine and zinc and various other things that you can take to try to ease the effects of the virus, fluoxamine. You need to check with your doctor, because I'm not a doctor. I can't prescribe this stuff, but I know what I read. And if it's working and these doctors are telling me we haven't lost a patient yet, don't you think it's worth a look-see? The reason I bring this up is PJ Media just put out a recent headline from a life insurance CEO. Working age death rate up by a whopping 40%. According to One America CEO Scott Davison, deaths among working age Americans are up a chilling 40%. He says what we just saw in the third quarter, we're seeing it continue into the fourth, is that death rates are up 40% over what they were pre-pandemic. This he said in a virtual news conference just before the end of the year. And we're seeing right now the highest debt rates we've seen in the history of the business, not just at One America. Increased deaths are occurring almost exclusively among working age people 18 to 64. Well, look at the number of people that have taken the jab 18 to 64. Think about that for a minute. According to Davison, just to give you an idea how bad it is, a 3 sigma or 1 in 200 year catastrophe would be a 10% increase over pre-pandemic. 40% is just unheard of, according to what he's telling us. You have to understand that if this is a method to depopulate, it's working. And what they don't want you to understand, and this is why some people, you know, they're dropping dead within 2 weeks. Oh, well, they're unvaccinated. There's a reason why they're moving the goalposts around. And that's because they don't want to attribute these deaths to the jab. They want to remove the deaths as far away from the jab as they can. And so some people are hypersensitive and they're going to drop dead within hours after getting the jab. Some are a little less hypersensitive. They're going to die within 2 weeks. Does that cast suspicion on the jab itself? Well, you know, it really is amazing, because I've known people, my wife has known people, who were all in very, very good health, got the jab, and all of a sudden they're dead. It's like, okay, what caused that? They didn't just all of a sudden have a condition. Now, something caused it, and when you actually pull back the layers of the onion, you start to see the real truth, and that is there's something in this jab that is causing these people to drop dead. And if their immune systems are really pumped up, it's going to take a little longer for the jab to do its thing, because these nanotechnology particles in the jab haven't gotten there yet. They haven't gotten to do the damage they need to be doing, because the person that got the jab is healthier than normal. So it's going to take a little bit longer to kill them off. Brighteon actually posted a story this morning, which I just made light of, that they're looking at 10 million people a day dropping dead in the coming months. And of course, while everybody would like to think that it's the jab that's causing it, the pharmaceutical companies are going to downplay that, as will the government, because the government has not succeeded in decimating the American population as much as it can if what Kerry Mate and David Martin says is true. If they are out to kill us all off, they're not going to be left with any slaves to grow their vegetables and raise their beef so they can sit around and gorge themselves like Romans at a feast. these people, if you are into Dante's Inferno, well, trust me, I think the people in D.C. at some point in time are going to meet a very terrible end by the hand of their constituents, whether it's being taken out at the polls or elsewhere. Because people in this country are, and I'm talking about the 85 million of you out there that are feeling very disenfranchised right now and disgruntled because you feel like the election was stolen. You know what? I don't blame you for not letting go of that. I wouldn't let go of it. I keep that in the forefront because it motivates you to do the right thing. We all need to do the right thing. This is part of why we are Americans. God-fearing, gun-loving, gun-toting, you know, law-abiding citizens. This is what we do. We don't want to go out and intentionally shoot someone. Nope, but here's the thing. And tomorrow we're going to do a little EMP conversation. And here's the thing about electromagnetic pulse. You know, we may have signed this little agreement to avoid nuclear war, but Iran and North Korea were not included. And if Iran gets the nuke and they decide they want to put it on a freighter and they want to bring it within range of the United States and launch it and have it explode 275 miles over Kansas City, we're in the dark ages. And I'm not talking about just Kansas City. I'm talking about the entire United States of America, most of the southern parts of Canada and northern parts of Mexico. 275 miles up. And 9 out of 10 people will be dead within 1 year. So if they can't get you with the jab, they'll get you with EMP, because then you're going to see society implode because people are not prepared. You have all these Democrats out there that think, oh, well, the government's going to take care of me. I'll just, you know, sit there and wait for my check. Well, what happens when your direct deposit doesn't happen because the electric grid is down and there's no way to get it in your bank account? And there's no way for you to go and recover it because your car won't start. Duh. And you didn't stock up. You have no groceries. So what are you going to do? You going to get your gun and go out looking for food and risk getting into a firefight with your neighbor who is prepared and you're not? You see, this is the thing that people aren't looking at, is human behavior. I heard a commentary yesterday on Tucker, don't know if you saw it or not, but he was talking about John Calhoun. And John Calhoun did an experiment with rats. And over time, in this little cloistered community, the rats turned on each other, and there was no one left. And because he was overwhelmed with the results of his experiment in feeding, providing food, taking away food, providing food, water, shelter, all that good stuff, because of the fact he wasn't, you know, convinced, he did it again. He did another experiment a second time, got the same results. Now, if that doesn't tell you anything, look up John Calhoun's rat experiment on DuckDuckGo and read about that, because we are headed into an era similarly postured. I am not a prophet. The writing's not on the wall. It's just that we're doing our homework. We're doing our research, and the research is telling me. And this is why we're going to have Senator Bob Hall from Texas on tomorrow, because Senator Hall, along with many, many other people, are very concerned about what electromagnetic pulse could do to this country. And the fact is that there isn't one grid in America that is protected right now. And if yours is, please get on the phone, 844-769-2944, and tell me that your grid is protected. Yeah, we're going to get into that. So if you think that the working age death rate being up by 40% is something, you know, because this is what all the bean counters are saying, you know, talking about COVID-related deaths and death losses among working-age people from the pandemic. Deaths are just up in huge numbers, not necessarily from COVID. May not all be from COVID. This is where the confusion is, folks, because the more they can keep you in confusion, I'm talking about the same people Mel Gibson was referring to on the movie Conspiracy Theory. You might want to watch that, too. That's a little fun and excitement if you like Julia Roberts. You got to understand, not all of this is conspiracy theory if it actually comes true. And if you start seeing things unfold that don't make sense, go back to what other people have said in the past. look at the state of affairs in the nation's capital. Understand that both sides of the aisle have made a mess of this. Understand that in 2018, the Electromagnetic Pulse Committee, commissioned by President Trump, was disbanded, but not before Peter Vincent Pry wrote an article on it, which we will talk about tomorrow on our show. So understand that this, when you start to look at the scenario of things, the system of things, the way things are playing out in America today, from the Marines claiming there's a patriot purge going on, having denied all the religious exemptions for vaccination, all the Marines that are getting cut loose, Navy SEALs getting cut loose. You have to, as far as one officer was warned by a colonel, tread very carefully. This is political. You'll be crushed like an ant. Do you want to continue serving in an institution that crushes people for bringing up reasonable points and defending their faith? They asked. This is the United States Marines, folks. These are the grunts. These are the boots on the ground you send in when you want something seriously done. It is interesting to see how all of this plays out. Texas, by the way, on Tuesday, sued to block the Pentagon's vaccine mandate for its state's National Guard. It was filed in federal court by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. It argues the federal government lacks authority to compel Guard members to get the vax. Governor Greg Abbott, meanwhile, ordered Major General Tracy North, Adjutant General of the Texas Military Department, not to punish any guardsmen for choosing not to get the vax. Abbott is a Republican, added his order has been in effect for months now. Joe Biden has muddied the waters with a vaccine mandate from the Department of Defense, according to Abbott's letter. Unless President Biden federalizes the Texas National Guard in accordance with Title 10 of the U.S. Code, he is not your commander-in-chief under our federal or state constitutions, Abbott wrote to Major General Tracy Norris. Abbott's announcement of a lawsuit comes days after Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt lost a similar case in a bid to block the DOD's mandate for National Guard members there. Comes weeks after Abbott wrote to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin that he would not impose the vaccine requirement for Texas Guard members. If you give these people, and these are young, healthy people who raised their right hand and swore an oath to protect and defend the Constitution, and now you want to kill them off with a jab? You want to kill them all off for raising their right hand, and they're supposed to dutifully just line up and let you do it? Biden, are you sick? What's the matter with you, you idiot? I do not get this man. I don't understand why he gets on a TV show and broadcasts from his little fake set and tells you it's 2020 when we know in reality what year it is. Is nobody going to stop this moron? Well, that's why Ted Cruz came out with his little statement and said it is possible come November we're going to get him. Here is a frontline doctor highlight. There is a guy out there, Syed Haider. He's treated more than 4,000 COVID-19 positive patients. Only 5 ended up going to a hospital and 0 deaths. He said his preferred treatments include many of these off-label medications, along with vitamins and supplements. So let's go down the list real quick while we have a couple minutes. Vitamin D is really important. Ivermectin is important. Fluvoxamine is important. Hydroxychloroquine also works. It's just a lot of people have been convinced that it doesn't at this point and are scared of trying it, according to what he told NTD's Capital Report. But I prefer ivermectin, fluvoxamine, vitamin D, vitamin C, quercetin, zinc. You know, quercetin you use to help zinc get absorbed into the body. It's like a catalyst to help the zinc get absorbed into the cells. According to research, ivermectin is an antiparasitic that has had mixed results against COVID in clinical trials. It isn't advised by the FDA. Fluvoxamine is an antidepressant that's gaining popularity for use against COVID. Hydroxychloroquine is an anti-malarial that has shown some success against COVID. Quercetin is a plant pigment that's not widely known yet as a treatment, but doctors are using it anyway. They're trying it. And, of course, at the Power Mall, we have OptiVita Vitamin D, 2,000 IU 60 count, and Good Health Naturally Vitamin D 4,000 IU 100 count available to you because, as you heard Dr. Jane Orient on our show today, that people are lacking in vitamin D, especially in the northern climates where it's cold. You're bundled up all the time. You're not getting your sun. So you need to boost your vitamin D. This according to a doctor who we just had on our show. We did this for a reason, to educate, not just entertain, but educate. And when it comes to this flu vaccine, one pre-published study found a mismatch between the current flu vaccine that's out there and the main circulating strain, which may explain a recent flu outbreak on a college campus where the data suggested the vaccine wasn't effective. The argument to take it is it may help reduce the severity. Oh, have we heard that before? Yet studies have demonstrated seniors are not better protected and the shot may only reduce the initial headache. That's it. So, but what does Big Pharma do? Oh, take it anyway. So if you're going to believe Big Pharma, just remember, follow the money. Follow the money because they're all making billions of dollars of your tax money. That's right. They're chasing the returns. Think, folks. We're out of time for today. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour saying thank you for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow with a little EMP data for you. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.